I will not go to Texas! I will die right here!
Satanta threw back his robe, revealing the pistol at his waist. As his hand closed over the grip, the shades on the porch windows were thrown open. 20 black soldiers pointed their rifles at Satanta and the Kiowas. Satanta glanced at the other Kiowa chiefs on the porch. Several had leaned forward, hands gripping their feeble weapons. They had all waited too long to act. Now there were guns pointed at them. Old Stumbling Bear slumped back.
They are going to kill us if we fight.
Satank, who sat on the porch floor, continued to smoke his pipe.
If you men want to crawl by telling pitiful stories, go ahead. I am sitting here saying nothing. I'm an old man surrounded by armed soldiers. Their guns are pointing at me. But if any soldier lays a hand on me, I will fight. I will die right here.
I have taken the white man by the hand. I have begun to walk in the good road. I have led my people in that road. I have been your friend. But if war comes of this, I will stand with my people, my blood.
Everyone's attention turned to the empty area beyond the buildings. Indians were riding about. Black soldiers were also riding about. Suddenly, soldiers appeared with the young chief, Adelte. He struggled in their grips, but two black soldiers held him fast. They forced the young man up the steps. His face was dirty and his clothes torn. Blood ran from a wound above his ear. He jerked himself free.
Black dogs for white men!
While the other men's attention was drawn to the fighting warrior, Kicking Bird leaned toward Satanta.
I can see Guipago with the men on horses. Should I motion for him to come?
If he is principal chief, he belongs here.
Kicking Bird stood and moved from behind a porch post. Raising his arm with the long fringes of his sleeves rippling in the motion, he signaled to Guipago. In the distance, Guipago raised his rifle over his head and galloped toward the porch. He rode swiftly, a single rider, crossing the empty space. Sherman leaned on his forearm against the post.
By God, he's stony. Sergeant, keep those soldiers trained on the porch. Don't do any shooting.
Guipago stopped his war pony at the open fence gate and dismounted. Leaning a bow and quiver and two Spencer rifles against the fence, he methodically adjusted the blanket around his waist. Everyone on the porch watched his deliberate movements. He retrieved the weapons, laying the rifles in the crook of his left arm, and grasped the bow and quiver with his right. He then shouldered through the two lines of soldiers who had taken posts inside the fence and walked to the porch. Seeing Stumbling Bear at the rail, he slapped the bow and quiver into his old hands. Stumbling Bear quickly strung the bow and set an arrow into the string. His bow hand held the other arrows against the bent shaft. Keeping one rifle, Guipago tossed one Spencer to Satanta.
If a fight starts, make it smoke.
Guipago walked down the porch and sat down on it near Sherman. He pointed his rifle at the scruffy general. Sherman did not blink.
Do not talk any more to these white men, Kicking Bird. I will only talk to my people.
Kicking Bird turned to see the old man.
Listen to me, Kiowas. Kicking Bird is talking to the white men for you. He is a young man, but he has good judgment. He has tried hard to keep you out of trouble, but you have paid no attention. You have loved the old road. You have followed Satanta and Satank. See what you have gotten us into. Now, before their guns, you behave like women. Now I see you are afraid, whipped, beaten. I cannot stand this. Well, I am going to be the first to die. I do not know what it will be like after I die, but I'm about to find out.
Stumbling Bear dropped his robe and raised his bow.
I only want to kill the soldier chief before I die.
As Stumbling Bear drew back the bowstring, Adelte grabbed his arm. The arrow struck just above Sherman's head. Grierson leaped forward, forcing Guipago's rifle away from Sherman. The two rolled, struggling against each other. Satanta saw their faces before him. His heart leaped at their great courage. The Kiowas were men.
No! Don't shoot! I am the man who led the raid. I will go to Texas!
William Tecumseh Sherman relaxed visibly as Jones repeated Satanta's words.
You damn right you will. Now, Kicking Bird, Guipago, the rest of you, a good beginning for settling this matter would be returning those 41 mules.
Sherman rubbed the back of his neck as he turned to his officers.
Relax the guard here and prepare to let these men go. Get out word to your men that the Kiowas are not to be halted or harmed. Let them go wherever they wish on the reservation. Jones, all these men may go. Only Satanta, Satank, and Big Tree must stay.